Hello, and thank you for tuning in. It is common to encounter products that bear a DE, or dairy equipment, kosher symbol, or to hear about products that have been made on dairy equipment but contain no dairy ingredients. Because this is often a confusing topic, let's methodically examine some of the issues involved. There are five halachic points which form the basis of our discussion. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeia, Simon Tzadik Hei, Sif Aleph and Beis, rules that if a par of food was cooked in a totally clean dairy vessel, the food may be eaten with meat, and that if a par of food was cooked in a totally clean meat vessel, the food may be eaten with dairy. The Ramah argues and rules that par of food cooked in a dairy ben yomo vessel, meaning a vessel that was used with hot dairy food within the past 24 hours, may not be eaten with meat, and vice versa. But the bidyeved, after the fact, if such foods were mixed together, they may be eaten. Thus, according to the Shulchan Aruch, parv soup cooked in a totally clean dairy pot could be eaten with meat, whereas the Ramah would prohibit this. Point number two. The shach, this is again in Yoredeia, Tzadik Hei, this is the shach, Sifkat and Gimel, invoking several earlier authorities, rules that even according to the Shulchan Aruch, one is not permitted the chatchila, straight away, to cook a par food in a dairy vessel with the intention of eating the food with meat, and vice versa. The Shulchan Aruch only permits one to eat a par food cooked in a dairy vessel with meat and vice versa if the par food was already cooked in that dairy vessel, or vice versa, in violation, or without the intent of eating the food with meat, or vice versa. Thus, the Shulchan Aruch would not permit one to cook parv soup in a dairy pot with the intention to consume that soup with meat. It is only that if one somehow went ahead and cooked that soup anyway in a totally clean dairy pot, that he may consume the soup with meat, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Point number three. According to some poskim, this is the shach in Yoredeia, Tzadik Hei, Sifkat and Dalad, Pischei Tshuva there, Sifkat and Beis. According to some poskim, a par of food that is roasted on a spit, which is also used to roast meat, may not be eaten with dairy, even bidyeved. Thus, according to this ruling, one cannot roast parv marshmallows on a totally clean meat spit and then consume the marshmallows with dairy. Halachic point number four. The Ramah, again in Tzadik Hei, rules that if a parv sharp food, called a dover harif, a sharp substance, is cooked in a totally clean dairy vessel, even if the vessel is not ben yomo, and that food is mixed with meat, or vice versa, the entire mixture becomes non-kosher, due to the halachic stringencies of dover harif. Thus, if hot peppers are cooked in a dairy pot and are then cooked with beef, the entire dish is considered non-kosher. Halachic point number five. Even though the Ramah rules that par food cooked in a totally clean dairy vessel may not be eaten with meat, and vice versa, this restriction applies only when the two foods are eaten together. However, there are more rules, this is in Yoredeia, Pei Tes Gimel, there are more rules there that there is no problem of eating the two foods one after the other without waiting or cleaning one's mouth in between. Thus, according to the Ramah, although one is not allowed to add meat to parv soup that was cooked in a totally clean dairy pot, one may first eat meat and then eat the soup without meat in it. Foods which are cooked in a totally clean dairy or meat pot are referred to in halacha as not bar not, or no sein ta'am bar no sein ta'am, meaning a secondary transfer of taste has occurred, signifying that the taste of the food originally cooked in the vessel may be passed on to the par food that was subsequently cooked in the vessel, such that any taste derived by the par food underwent two transfers. First, a transfer of taste from the original food to the vessel, and secondly, a transfer of taste from the vessel to the parv food. Sephardim follow the Shulchan Aruch, and Ashkenazim follow the Ramah in these not bar not scenarios. When products bear a DE, or dairy equipment, kosher symbol, it typically means that the products have no dairy content, but were manufactured on hot, clean dairy equipment, and are not bar not. For Ashkenazim who consume cholav stam, regular domestic milk, or who only consume cholav Yisrael, but do consume products made on cholav stam equipment, Such DE products may be consumed immediately after meat, but not with meat. DE Hechsherim, DE kosher symbols, often appear on soy milk, sorbet, and juice products, as these products are commonly manufactured in dairies and share hot equipment with milk. The DE symbol indicates that the processing equipment was not koshered, was not kosherized, to parv status prior to manufacturing the otherwise parv product. One critical application is that of DE-certified soy milk. Many people cook meat foods with soy milk, and they must be aware that according to Ashkenazic Psak, Ashkenazic halachic ruling, soy milk with DE certification may not be used in meat foods. Aside from confusion regarding the implications of a DE symbol, the OU is concerned about the risk that dairy equipment used to manufacture otherwise parv products may not be totally clean of dairy residue. For example, otherwise parv snack chips and seasonings made in dairy equipment often have real dairy residue on them. Therefore, the OU does not certify products with a DE symbol. Consumers should not assume that dairy-certified products, which seem to really be DE, but lack such DE designation, are really inherently parv and are only dairy in terms of their processing equipment. Ingredients with which the consumer may not be familiar are often really dairy, and some products contain dairy sub-ingredients, which are not required to be declared on the ingredient panel. For example, I occasionally receive phone calls from consumers who think that certain beverages which contain caseinate, which is soluble milk protein, are actually parv and are labeled with the OUD symbol merely because they are processed on dairy equipment. In truth, however, these beverages are completely dairy, but some consumers are not aware of what caseinate is, and they assume that it's some type of parv chemical. Similarly, some berry flavors contain milk subcomponents, which contribute a creamy mouthfeel to the finished product. A consumer who purchases raspberry sorbet with an OUD should not assume that since the ingredient panel omits mention of dairy, that the product contains no dairy and may be eaten right after meat, because in reality, the product's berry flavor might contain milk. Another example is dairy-certified nutritional supplements, which would appear to not contain any dairy ingredients. In reality, these products often contain dairy cultures and are thus fully dairy. To sum it up, the consumer should not make any not-bar-not assumptions about dairy-certified products and should always treat such products as actual dairy, absent information otherwise from the relevant kosher certifying agency. These concerns are even greater when it comes to baked goods and snack foods. Baking ovens can have serious dairy residue and are not necessarily clean between products. And potato chips, corn chips, and other snack items are processed in tumblers, which may be shared with snack products coated with cheese powders and dairy seasonings. This equipment is very often not wet clean between various products, and dairy powder residue can be present on the surface of potato or corn chips that would otherwise seem to be parv. Blending equipment in which seasonings that are added to mashed potato mixes and numerous other products are processed is likewise often not cleaned well between dairy and parv products. Hence, in order to safeguard the consumer from thinking that apparently parv foods made on such equipment are not dairy, these products must bear a regular kosher dairy symbol. We often encounter foods whose packaging indicates that the foods are manufactured in a plant that processes dairy or on dairy equipment. This even pertains to parv-certified foods. Consumers are often baffled how a parv-certified product can bear a statement that apparently declares it to be dairy, that it was made in a dairy plant or on dairy equipment. How is this? The truth is that this statement is an allergen declaration and has nothing to do with kosherness. For example, in the case of peanuts, which may share ambient temperature equipment with dairy products, such as when the same packaging machinery used for milk chocolate-coated items is used for the peanuts, and the packaging equipment is verified by the kosher agency on a regular basis to be thoroughly free of dairy material before packaging peanuts, the peanuts may bear a parv certification. The fact that there is dairy in the facility or on the equipment at times does not render the peanuts dairy from a kosher perspective, if indeed the dairy products have no contact with the peanuts and the equipment does not operate with heat. Consumers are always encouraged to contact the relevant kosher agency when they seek to know the exact status of a product, be it to inquire whether a dairy-certified product is inherently dairy or is not bar-not, or to understand why an apparently dairy product bears a Parv kosher certification. However, absent specific guidance from a reputable kosher agency regarding a specific product, all bets are off. Don't assume anything and play it safe. Thank you for listening and have a great day.